Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. No, I wish you would just write it down. I know it. I know it. I know it.
Good. I wouldn't be me if I didn't. I think I do love you trying to remember
this. I think you do get a kick out of that. Because when I have it, I'd be having it, and then all of a sudden you call me, okay, and then it'd be like, but I remember it now. Yeah, I say that about time I get from here to there.
And you know, I could say this in here, but because there's so many different, usually I'm the main person, but I
ain't got nothing on my Facebook page. I ain't worried about putting nothing on there.
No, but I just.
I know it.
I've been the victim of people that have called, have sent a message.
I won't be able to see the writing because the camera, the tall camera. This one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't see it?
I will have to move and duck and.
Oh, you won't be able to see the number?
Right.
You don't want to remember the number? So you want to let the tall camera down something?
Yeah, if you can let it just a little bit. Okay. Or do it have to be, if it have to be that height, it's fine. Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh my God, that message Sunday was just Oh, it was good. Oh, Jesus. It still was funny. When it's coming from you, it's funny. It was like, oh, wow. Bishop. The prophet is over there talking about, hey, y'all got in there talking about me. See? I ain't the only one. Baby, she, I was already saying, I know I wasn't the only one because I, shoot. It just comes out my mouth and I just let it just go ahead and roll.
Well, but what I'm thinking, this new church, they don't understand. They don't get. Gotta give it to them better.
You do.
And, you know, I didn't think that they needed it that way. But I'm now convinced that the new church, they gotta have it what blood law.
Yeah.
Or they was like, what, you know, you wouldn't put it up in me.
Right.
I'm like, how can we not put up in me? But I have to realize there's a way that the thing is right, and they've been exposed to a world that says they're a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you address it, you know, it comes like, I don't know who you're talking to, but it's definitely not me.
Right.
And I'm like, how can it not be? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That phone and dial the number. If you know that you're going through something in your life and you need to forgive and let God handle that, please call me again at 563-999-3060, because I'm telling you, deliverance is going to be on this live tonight. Healing is going to be on this live tonight, and God is going to take full control of your situation once you totally confess that you need to forgive. So while you're listening to me on tonight, you already know that you need to forgive someone that hurted you, okay? And it's going to be some touchy situations. It's going to be some touchy things that we're going to talk about. But guess what? I want you to receive your healing, okay? I want you to receive your healing. I want you to be able to walk in the fullness of the things that God has for you. So we're going to go ahead and get into a quick moment of prayer as we open up today. So remember, you can call me at 563-999-3060. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory, oh God, for what you're about to do, oh God. And Father, we pray now each person that is listening to me, each person that's listening to this live, I pray now that something we would say would touch them, that they would feel your love and they would feel your glory and they would feel your power upon them, Father. I send the word to them now. You said in your word in Psalms 107:20 that you sent your word and your word healed and your word delivered. So Father, now we send the word of healing and wholeness to them now. Woman be healed, man be healed, child be healed. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And thank God. Yes, God, we thank you. So remember, call us at 563-999-3060, and we will pray for you as we are talking. Amen. Amen. So welcome, Sister Spells. Welcome. I see my wife is here. Houston, welcome. Thank God for you all. Please swipe, share, and invite. Tag someone in and let them know that the prophet's table is on. The son of blue fire is here. He's going to release the blue fire of purification, the fire of healing, and the fire of wholeness in your life on today. So we will be talking about, again, forgiveness. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So not only that you have to confess your sins to the Lord, because don't you know that when someone hurts you and you hold that in your heart, that means that you are harboring things in your heart against them. And then even when you see them, case in point, let's look at this. One thing the Lord spoke to me a couple of days ago, and that's just why I'm talking about this. He says, even as we're going through these things, as we're going through this pandemic, he says, I'm going to start taking away the sting of trauma from those that have been affected by people who have hurt them. Yes, you were molested by him. Yes, you were molested by her. But I'm telling you, guess what? Those people are moving on. They're going on with their life. And you are still being affected. Now, watch this. I'm not saying that that you're not going to feel the full effect, because you're human. But what I'm saying is we have to get to the place in God where you start forgiving people of what they did to you, because guess what? They moved on. And you still stuck in this. And so that means that it's in your heart. It's in your heart. And God is simply saying today that he is releasing and taking the sting of trauma away from you. Amen. Amen. And so I'm just excited at what God is doing. God bless you, Mary Little. I see you. I see you, Sylvia. God bless you so much. Appointed. I see you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. For joining. June, thank you so much for joining. And so, listen, I'm telling you, God is healing you from all of the hurt. Those of you that's going through some emotional things that's in your life, I mean, some of you are still harboring in your heart that your father was not in your life, your mother was not in your life, but I'm telling you, God is a healer, and God is well able to do exceedingly above all you can ask of thing. And the only thing he's saying today is, if you just say, I forgive them, then he will take that hurt out of your heart. No, I hear somebody saying, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, but it's all about the point of you saying, I confess. Yes, I confess they hurt me. I can't move and operate in the things that I should be moving in right now because of the hurt. God has some great things in store for you, but you're not able to reach your full potential because of the anger and the hurt that's in your heart. And I can talk I'm talking from experience. I'm not even going to look at my notes. I'm talking from experience. Growing up in life, not having my father in my life, can I tell you that thing hurted me and it haunted me for years and years and years? It got so bad, and I'm talking about as a preacher, as a minister of the gospel, I was still preaching, laying hands on people, prophesying to people, telling them, thus said the Lord, but I'm operating in hurt. And I don't want you to be at that place of you operating in hurt. So it got to the point for me, Russell, it got to the point where my father was not in my life. And we was having this great big service at the Jacksonville Coliseum. And I was one of the workers in the service, my church. I'm not going to call the church name, but my late apostle, always did this great big crusade downtown Jacksonville at the Jacksonville Coliseum. And all these people in there, and as we were setting up, somehow I passed by my father. Listen to me. I passed by my father, and I saw he and his wife and his children, which was my brothers. And the first thing came out my mouth was, it wasn't, hey, daddy, good to see you. Evidently, he was happy to see me. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, I told him, I said, don't speak to me. Don't say nothing to me. I said, if I'm walking down the street and I fall out, don't give me a glass of water. I said, excuse me. I said, you was never there in my life, and now you want to just act like you've been there all of the time. I'm grown and all of this. I said, listen, there's nothing you can say or nothing that you can do for me at this particular time. Now, I'm talking out of anger and I'm talking out of hurt and frustration. I'm telling you, I had to get to the place where I had to start praying for my dad. And it got to the place where my dad ended up going to prison, and I had to literally pray for him and intercede for him. And God did what he needed to do. Now, do we have the perfect relationship now? No, I think about him. I love him. He's still there in prison. He had to go back or what have you, but I love him. I can literally say that I love my dad. Now, you know, it ain't meant for me to have that relationship with him. You know, I will write him or what have you. But other than that, there's not nothing. I'm believing God that I will get to the place where I will be able to go and see him. Right now, I can't go see him because of circumstances or what have you. But I'm believing God that he will allow me to come and see him. Now the ball is in his court, not mine. I'm going to say that again. So I'm talking from experience. Now, there's some other things that transpired in my family's life, and I'm not going to go into full detail, but my wife and I had to have forgiveness because of what this individual did to our family. And we're going to talk about it one day. But what I'm saying is God is able. People, you go through certain situations. And as we was going through this situation, we had to go to court on this situation. We had to do a whole lot of stuff. And one thing the judge said, he says, I'm just amazed of how you all are reacting to the persons that did this to your family. The judge said, he said, I have never seen people to react the way they are. And you know what we told him? We said, it's nobody but God. We had the opportunity to minister in a time of frustration. And I want you to know that God is well able to remove the sting of trauma from you. There's things in your mind. You have those thoughts. You have those issues of remembering what somebody did to you. No, it's not your fault. Please call me at 563-999-3060. It's not your fault what transpired. But I'm telling you, God wants to heal you. I can fully confess that if I see those individuals now, nothing will bubble in my stomach. Anger won't come out of me that I want to literally fight you. Because I'm telling you, I had the right. Listen to what I'm telling you. I had the right to come in and knock somebody out. But because of the grace of God, and I knew the power of forgiveness, because God is going to hold them accountable. God will hold them accountable for what they did to us. But God will hold us accountable for what we are holding in our hearts. Oh, y'all hear me tonight? So there may be some things in your life that you're going to have to let go. There's people, places, and things, memories that you're going to have to let go. And it's a process. But many of you have not started, I'm going to say it again, many of you have not started the process of forgiving. Yeah. It's a reason why our bodies go through certain things that it goes through. It's because we have harbored unforgiveness. We have harbored anger in our hearts. Psalms 103, 10 through 14 says, He has not punished us as we deserve for all of our sins, for His mercy towards those who fear and honor Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far away from the east is from the west. He is like a father to us, tender. Okay? So listen, get to the place where you start letting it go. I was taught that anger, hurt, and frustration really doesn't kill the person that deliver it. It kills the person that carry it. What are you saying, Prophet? That person that hurted you down through the years may not be suffering the way you're suffering. You wonder why you're having heart palpitation. You wonder why you're going through all of these heartaches and emotional things. And you wonder why all these different attachments of your illness and things. It's because you're having stuff hidden in your heart. So it is in the natural will be so it is in the spirit. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I'm telling you again, God is well able to heal you. And it is good. Listen to me. It is good for you to go talk to someone that would be able to a professional. I know the church people says, oh, you shouldn't go see a psychiatrist, or you shouldn't go see a counselor, or you shouldn't go see this. Listen, you need to go see someone that you can lay out on their couch and talk to them. If you feel more comfortable going to a Christian counselor, so be it. I have pastor friends that I talk to, but I got to the place as well where I went and talked to a psychiatrist. Because, listen, prayer changes things. Prayer heals all things. But I needed to also needed some other techniques as well. So as I was listening to what the individual was saying, I took those things and I used them. Some things I didn't take. But you got to get to the place in God where you actually let God do the healing of what he needs to do. I'm still waiting on your call, 563-999-3060. Don't wait too late. Listen, this show is only an hour. This show is only an hour. So if you want to talk, you want to if you want me to pray for you, amen, that gets you on that right road of getting your forgiveness on the right track, getting your forgiveness on the right road. Listen, we are here to pray and intercede for you. Listen, forgiveness allows us to let go the pain of the past. When you made the decision to it, it's time to consider letting go of the things that don't serve you well. Unforgiveness do not serve you well, so that you can make room for good things to come into your life. We have a lot of professionals. Listen, we have a lot of professionals who are doing great work, but they're not at their full potential because they can't let go of the hurt. Yes, it's a process, but God wants you to get on that road of process. Are y'all hearing me? One of the things you should consider doing is forgiving those who have wronged you. Whether you experience rejection, ridicule, deception, or abuse, and clearing out the mental clutter that comes from holding on to the things of the enemy. Resentment. After the person that hurt the most, by holding on to resentment, that's what I'm trying to say, and anger, constantly replaying painful scenarios, wow, in your head, and reliving hurtful memories, it's yourself. You cannot continue to replay those memories in your head. I'm telling you, God wants to heal you. He wants to heal your mind. He don't want you suffering anymore. What begins to happen is, because you've been hurt so much, you go out seeking for love all in the wrong places. And it causes you to do stuff that you should not be doing. No one is perfect. But I want you to get to the place that you will allow God to perfect you. And in the midst of you being perfected, it's on the road of forgiveness. Forgiving someone who has mistreated, wronged you is hard. It isn't easy to forgive, but when you confess it and you mean it from your heart, God would take that in consideration. So how do you forgive someone who has hurt you? I'm going to let you think about that. How do you do that? How do you do it? Some of you have been hurt, okay? Let's not look at what the world did to us. Now let's look at what you say church hurt. Oh, Lord. I don't know. Hey, I see you. God bless you, Apostle Cheney. Thank you so much. Sister Shelley, I see you. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bishop Williams, God bless you. Patrice Kuhn, God bless you. Thank you so much. Oh, I know who that is. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, listen, let's deal with this, what we call church hurt. It ain't the church that hurt you, it's the people. But we are so quick to leave the church. We're so quick to leave the church because we say, oh, the pastor, the bishop, the prayer warrior, they heard at me. They got up and preached about me. They talked about me. They said something wrong to me and they looked at me wrong. But when you go to work, when that boss man chew you out, you go in the bathroom, you may cry, you may talk about the boss, but guess what? You come on back to work. Am I right about it? God bless you, Prophetess Sade. Am I right about it? That's what we do. But all of it is people hurt. If you can take the hurt of the world, God knows you can take the hurt of the church, if that's what you want to call it. Okay. So it's not just what the world did on one side, but now we're also talking about what the people in the church done. Let's rethink your definition of forgiveness. Let's look at this. You may think that forgiveness is about the following: condoning what the other person did, giving in, turning the other cheek. Facing yourself to get along with someone who feel my hurt may hurt you again. That's what some of us think that forgiveness is. You're not giving in to what they did. You're freeing your soul so you can be the best you in the kingdom. I'm going to say that again. You're freeing yourself because you want to be the best you in the kingdom. I want to be fit for the master's use. When I was going through that thing with my father, with my dad, because he hurted me, he was never there in my life. I could count on my one hand how many times he was there for me. I went through that. And I was still operating in the church. But what I was doing, I was leaking on others. And so every time I think about it, I said, the Lord, please forgive me for leaking on others. I may have caused someone else. Please call me 563-999-3060. The phone lines are open. You know, I don't have any tricks. I don't have no schemes. I don't have no gimmicks. I can't tell you to give this and give that, and the Lord going to do it. All I can tell you, the Lord is going to do it. 563-999-3060. So I was going through all of that, but still operating in the church. And I was leaking on other people. Oh, can I tell you something? Stop leaking on somebody. Sister Shelley said, because y'all communicate me communicating with me on Facebook, so I'm looking on my phone. I can see Sister Shelley say, we forget the church is filled with people, imperfect sinners saved by grace, but imperfect nevertheless. Thank God for a perfect God who loves us so much. Absolutely, woman of God. Hey, my brother, Lewis Whaley, schoolmate. God bless you, my brother. Long time. So, even though dad, listen, and then watch this. There are some of you that your dad was in your house, but still didn't mean you no good. They treated you like nothing. They treated your parents like nothing or your family like nothing. But you're still operating in unforgiveness. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Get to the place where you forgive for real. I'm talking about real forgiveness. Y'all ain't got to call in. Some of y'all probably just like, ooh, I'm just listening. And that's fine. So I'm going to pray for you. Okay? It's 7:43. So, forgiveness is about, watch this. Forgiveness is about moving on. Forgiveness is about choosing serenity and happiness over righteous anger. Forgiveness is about refusing to play past hurts in your mind over and over again. Like a broken record. You constantly replay, even as you go to sleep. I'm speaking to somebody's dreams right now. I hear the Holy Ghost. I speak to your dreams now that even as you go to sleep at night, that you will not replay the hurt. You will not replay the hurt in your dreams, in your mind. As you are going to bed, I behoove you to pray before you to go to bed and ask the Lord to cover you in your subconscious mind. Don't you know that some of y'all, the enemy cannot get to? Why are you up walking around? But as soon as you go to bed, he can get in your dreams. He can start bothering you. Oh, y'all, help me, Holy Ghost. That's what the enemy does. He said, I know I can't get Sister so-and-so and Brother so-and-so over here while they're up moving around. But as they go to bed, I can speak to them in their heads. I can speak to them in their dreams. I can send bad dreams their way. And I speak to that person who is afraid to go to sleep because you're hurting. Oh, God. Tap a whole shot. I speak to your dreams that your dreams will become sweet and you will have rest. Oh, Shata Bahaya. Yeah. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed now. In your subconscious mind, be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be set free now. Forgiveness is about realizing that anger and resentment don't serve you well. Forgiveness is about forgiving yourself, and giving yourself a clean slate. Once you confess that I let go the hurt, the anger, you're giving yourself a clean slate. I'm going to go back to it again. Hurt doesn't kill the person that delivers it, but it kills the person that carry it. They were just a vehicle of transporting it. Once you received it, now it's time for you to come back to the realization that I'm getting ready to RTS. Some of y'all say, what is RTS? Oh, you know how you get mail in your mailbox, and it doesn't belong to you, but it belongs to the person that used to stay there before you got there, but they still receiving mail because they didn't do a change of address form. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. And what you do is you put that word, you cross out the address, and you put RTS. Well, I'm telling you now, What was delivered to you is not for you. So you, all you got to do is RTS it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. Are y'all hearing me today? I'm telling you now that tonight you're going to be able to go to bed and you're going to be able to go to sleep. You're not going to be tossing and turning and flipping. Every time you get up, your sheets and stuff is all over the bed. You got tormenting spirits. That's been, I feel like standing up, but I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. But you got tormenting spirits that's been tormenting you, tormenting your mind and telling you, oh God, oh, Shandababababa, Satan, the blood is against you. I come against every tormenting spirit now, and I bind that spirit now, and I release the blue fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of purification come upon you now, that when you go to sleep, that tormenting spirit that sits at the tip of your bed, that spirit that sits on the side of your bed, the spirit that sits and hang over your window, I bind that spirit now. The behold Shanda. The cloud of despair, I commanded to go. I speak to the winds to blow that cloud away, that dark cloud. Go now to my number, Hoshaya. Hey, oh, glory. Ha. The Lord said, I'm giving you a clean slate today because he wants you to be able to operate in the fullness of the things that you have. That he have for you. There's no more carrying all these bags, all these luggage. It's time to open up the trunk and clear out the trunk. God help me, Holy Ghost. You can't be that bag man. You can't be that bag lady anymore. You can't carry that hurt no more. He said, let it go. Let it go. Because what I have for you to do, the people that I got for you to reach, you got to get to your full potential. And the only way you can do that is you walk on the road of forgiveness and let it go. What if you don't want to forgive? I hear you. If forgiving is the only way to heal the hurt that someone else has caused you? What if the person who hurt you won't admit what they did? Or they just won't show any remorse? Or what if simply can't get yourself to genuinely forgive the other person? Listen, the person that hurt you may be dead and gone. This is what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. The person that hurted you is dead and gone. And some of you have literally put them, some of them are living, but they're dead in your head. Listen to me. The Lord say, call their name out. And you call their name out and you say, I forgive you. I forgive you for allowing, listen, I allowed you to, for me to hold stuff in my heart. Oh, shy. Listen, let it go. In order for you to thrive, in order for your business to prosper, you're going to have to be able to trust people. The Lord is saying, I'm trying to get you to a level of trust. Whatever the sting of trauma is, I understand you've been hurt. Your wife hurt you. Your husband hurt you. Your daddy hurt you. Boss man hurt you. Pastor hurt you. These people hurt you. But I'm telling you, let it go. Let God do the work. Let the Lord massage your heart. But you got to confess that I forgive them. I let it go. I understand that they killed your son. They killed your daughter. I understand that things transpire. But the Lord say, It's a ministry. It's just something that you got to go through. Somebody had to be the sacrifice because I got to get the testimony out of this. The Bible says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. It's just a testimony. Yes, you're grieving. Yes, you're hurting. But the Lord said, I want to heal you in this time. Oh, shama, ma, ma, ma. Family members hurted you, your aunts, your uncles, your granddaddy, your grandma, your aunties, your this, whoever they are, hurted you. Yes, they touched you in the wrong place, and they said things to you. And, oh, God, I come against every word curse now. I come against every word curse that was spoken over your life. Hey, I'm telling you, you won't be like your mama. You won't be like your daddy. Just let it go. Let it go. You wonder why you're having these stomach issues. You wonder why you're having ulcers and all of these things. You wonder why you can't sleep at night. You wonder why you can't walk right. You wonder why you're hearing all these voices coming in your head. It's because the hurt is overtaking you. But I'm telling you now, by the power of Yahshua, Yamashia, Jesus Christ, that sting of trauma has been snatched away from you now. Oh, Yabakatamoho. Now. Hidabashanda. Call me. Hidabashaya. Some pastor is watching me now, and your members have hurted you. Your members have let you down, and you holding that in your heart. But the Lord say, I'm healing you now. Hallelujah. Woo. Take the leap of faith. Don't you know faith? The now faith? The measure of faith confuses the carnal mind, because the carnal mind cannot baffle that you are taking the road of forgiveness for those that hurted you. Oh, God. The carnal mind don't understand that. Stop operating in the carnal mind and take on the mind of Christ. Somebody now is going through a whole lot of mental issues because you was abused at an early age. God, oh, blah, 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 shy. You was talked to bad. But the Lord wants to heal you. Hey, Yabba. The Lord wants to take full control. Clear out the clutter, such as anger, resentment, and thoughts of getting even. Some of you want to get even. The Lord said it ain't time to get even. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I don't care if it happened over 30 years ago. Let it go. Let God heal you. I don't care if it happened a week ago. Let God heal you. Oh, God. Freedom, freedom, liberty, freedom, and liberty come upon you now. That you can heal yourself and clear your head of emotional clutter. Forgive and release yourself from the hurt. Refuse to forgive and be forgiven. Trapped in a prison of your own, in your own mind and thoughts. Clear your head of emotional poison. Be true to yourself. Forgive yourself for any of your own feelings, failures, excuse me, fallings, which lead you to allow yourself, I feel the Holy Ghost, to be placed in harm's way. Choose to get along with the person that hurts you, even if you don't love or even like them. If it's in your best interest, you have to forgive and you have to love. You're going to have to love the hell out of them so you won't go to hell. They moved on. The love of God covers a multitude. The love of God covers a multitude. It's your assignment to love the hell out of them. Acceptance involves the following. I feel God. Honor the full sweep of your emotions. Give up the need for revenge. I don't know why I'm keep saying this, but give up the need for revenge. Stop observing the injury. Stop thinking about the injury. I challenge you to walk away from the negative and walk to the positive. What's the positive? The cross. The cross. The cross. The cross. Let him do it. Let the forgiveness overtake you. Those of you that are going through this, I want you to touch the screen now. Put your hands on my hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release and I send the word, as you said in Psalm 107:20, He sent his word. So I send the word of forgiveness now. I send the word of healing. I send the word of deliverance. I send the word of wholeness to come to you now. Be thou made whole. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. I command you to arise. Be healed now. I release the blue fire, the fire of purification, the fire of healing, the fire of wholeness to come on you now. I speak to your mind and I command your mind to line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Speak to that mountain of hurt. Speak to that mountain of unforgiveness and speak to it. And tell it to move and get out of your way, because you're getting on the road of your purpose. You will find out your assignment, your full assignment after this. There are people that you got to reach. Don't you know that you will be able to reach the very person that hurted you? Bring them to the realization of Jesus Christ. What a powerful thing. But again, the carnal mind can't conceive that. Let the Lord do it. Lift those hands and worship him now. Let him do it. Call those names out right where you at and let it go. Some of you got to just got to breathe in, inhale, and then just exhale. Come on. Let it go. Let him do it, because he is well able to do it. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, beloveds, I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Thank you so much for joining me at the prophet's table. If this ministry has been a blessing to you in any kind of way, and if you would like to sow, the Cash App is on your screen, $Prophet Russell Taylor. You can inbox me at any given time your prayer requests as well. And remember, each seed that we get, we pray over them. This will help us to stay on. This will help us to further the kingdom of God. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to meet your full potential and what God has for you. Because somebody needs to shout, after this, the glory is going to come. After you totally surrender and totally let go, as you have done, I know, I feel in my spirit that someone actually sat down and heard what the Lord had to say, and you actually confess and you actually let it go, and you're now entering into your full potential. I love you. I thank God for you. Again, I am Prophet Russell, the son of Blue Fire, the host of this great show, The Prophet's Table. We thank God for you. Until we meet again, God bless you. Stay tuned. There will be some announcements shown. I love you. Shalom, beloved.
Now, my head gonna probably
fall off.
You ready?
You
gonna
need
your Bible stuff?
Yep, I put it
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna do mine without my head. That's how to show these where I get it.
All right. If I put it up there, it's gonna be in the way? Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are here, and they're going to get prophecy before I leave.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh, this I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That was good. Okay. Is it already on?
Take some bishop.
Amazing. I'm almost out of the picture.
Oh yeah, we gonna fix all that.
Okay. Praise God, praise God. At the anointing for free. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing destroys the yoke.
Yes, Lord.
These signs shall follow them that believe. Saint Mark 16:17, 18, and 19.
Yes, Lord. So now is he good for this level?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. We'll be doing good. We got 9 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I think my face is just shining.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah, because they show enough. Ooh, God. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, Lord. No. Oh, look at God. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, it's different angles. Gonna have cameras all over, so different ones are gonna show like us from different angles. Yeah, this what this TV stuff. This how the TV and those stuff be like.
Last time I was on with I was going. And Prophet Thomas slipping away.
Oh, Thomas. Oh, yeah. Well, he know Thomas. He know Apostle Earl Thomas. Chief Apostle Earl Thomas. Uh-huh. Yeah, he told me he's chief apostle. So I said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult the position.
So,
I'm sorry.
Give me catch up.
It is. I was going to post theirs, but I'm going to put mine and whatever come out. Just send it to them. But it's $ the minister, T-H-A, though. T-H-A. Minister,
yeah.
Minister, all together, M-I-N-I-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Oh, from the crown of my head, sole of my feet. Thank you. All right. Hold my head up so my bald spots won't be showing. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to go on and cut it all off. I'm tired of fighting it. My daddy told me I need to go on and join in. Yeah, that's my daddy ball. He said, you might well come on in. Yeah, it's easier to maintain, too, they say, you know.
But now, if you use a razor and you constantly do it, you're going to kill those follicles. So, like, if I want to grow my back, it ain't going to grow.
Okay.
That's why I was going bald.
Well, that's naturally my family. Yeah, that's genetically. That's how we go. Yeah, right there. That's all of the men in the family go right there, and right there, and the women back up here in the crown. Yeah, that's just how. Cause the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass. And he leads me beside the quiet stream. Now I say now this what we playing now. The Holy Ghost take over, that's something different. That's how I do. I flow with what the Lord is doing. Last week, he pulled out the little app that play music behind you and stuff. Yeah, we kind of got a little caught up in here the other week. Yeah, we did. We had got caught up in here the other week. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to put my Facebook stuff in there.
So I'm gonna go live. You may want to go live just so you can do your I can start sharing.
Okay.
And are we gonna how long do you think we're gonna go? An hour tonight?
Yeah.